Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
Why every time that I tell you how I feel, like a hiccup come and just won't come. Soon as I shared how to share my feelings, that's when a hiccup come in. Why every time I try to tell you how I feel, like a hiccup come and just won't come. Soon as I think about sharing my feelings, that's when the hiccups come in. Shout out to Pink. Shout out to Blackpink, the real Blackpink. Okay. Whole first album produced by Candy Burris. Act like you know. Okay. This is when, you know, Pink's roots, real R&B. She be trying to front, but us millennials never forget, because that's what made us start liking her from the get-go. And then she went pop rock after that. Never did. No more R&B. And it's like, girl, you can't just give us a little something, a little 1-2 track every album. You know, or
there
even
you go.
Do a, you know what I mean? Do a special. Or what was the other one? Most girls want a man with the blue thing. I got my thing. She can at least even do a concert where she gives us that music. But it's like, girl.
Yeah, give me like a little 5 minutes of it. Go, you know, I don't know if
you turned your back and that's not cool. But Jocelyn never forgets. But welcome back to We Watch Too Much TV, season 5, episode 14. Catorce. And yes, we are back. And that was me singing Pink. Fun story about that. When we were on my bachelorette trip on a boat coming from Ibiza, a long ass Titanic boat ride from Ibiza to Barcelona, we were listening to like stuff from the early 2000s. And I played that song, and Tanea and all my friends was just like, Jocelyn, what the story is this? And I'm like, this
is the only person, Pink, please. I don't know if you're ever
going to tell you how I feel. And so now they use that as a joke against me. Like,
pick up. We was like, what? What is going on? And she was so confident that at least
one. And then I think it was you today, and that she was just like, I feel like Candy Burris produced that song. Like, I hear
it gave it very much candy.
Yeah, it's been giving very much candy.
Yeah, it's like a hiccup. I was like, all right, girl. Yes, you better work it with your pen. Oh,
goodness. Anyways, how has your week been, best friend?
It's been good. It's just been trying to relax, get into the groove of things, you know?
Yeah.
Be at peace and chill. What about yours? What have you been up to with that beautiful family?
Same, just busy as hell, you know, being a mom, working, life, you know,
life.
I sleep, I eat, you know what I am doing? Amen. Staying alive. Staying alive. You know what I mean? I get why the Bee Gees really sang the shit out of that. Cause
you know what? The Bee Gees are so underrated. We love the Bee Gees.
Really? Like, come on now. Respect to the Bee Gees.
Maybe underrated to us because we're black. I mean,
because I thought they were black.
Yeah, same.
You know, as a kid, you know, because we wasn't around when, you know, that was way before us. So we growing up, we hear the song before we see them. Yeah. And it's like, oh, black. And then you find out and it's like, hold up now. Y'all white boys got so. But yeah, so we're back. We Watch Too Much TV. Don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review. Follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV. That's T-E-A with the letter V. And now on that note, we're going to get into why you're here. You want to know what we've been watching. So let's get into our weekly grab. Okay, Bestie Biggles, what's first on your list?
All right, first on my list is a new show on Hulu called Mid-Century Modern. It stars Matthew Bomer. It also stars Nathan Lane. And they are two-thirds of the friend group that moved to Palm Springs because one of the four friends, Gary, he passed away. And Nathan Lee Graham is the third one that rounds out the cast. So basically, it's just kind of like a male gay version of Golden Girls, but it's very current. The jokes are very like raunchy. It's very interesting, but it's also hilarious. Very good writing. They all have like, there's the fashion one who works at a boutique now, the super young, fit, kind of ditzy, handsome one. He actually has a daughter, but he was Mormon. And then the main guy is just a gay guy who just loves his friends and has a lot of money. He's like, live with me. Their mom, his mom in the show is a Broadway star by the name of Linda Lavin. And she was on the first eight episodes, but unfortunately passed away
Oh.
before the end of it. And so they kind of paid tribute to her in the show and they had to kind of like make her pass away in the show. But she's so funny. Like it was so, like she's so funny. I know they're gonna try to replace her, but she just was really, really like super good and funny in that role. But it was a good watch. It was 10 episodes, like a 22-minute season thing. I just really enjoyed it. It was super gay. I loved it. I love Palm Springs. I actually want to go back. I haven't been back in a long time, but
Yeah.
yes, Mid-Century Modern was a funny, cute watch. It was very different, and I liked
It
it.
looks cute. I saw it on the Hulu and I was like, I think I started watching a little bit of the first episode. But yeah, it's cute. Cute little sitcom show with the little laughs, the little studio audience sound laugh sounds.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's cute. Sometimes you need that. It's like real to me, like the essence of television, right? Like the traditional television, periodically you need a little regulars. That's what I like about Papa's House. Bring back
Yes.
the little sitcom laughs. So yeah, first on my list is The Mess. The Mess that we all want to talk about is an update from what I talked about last week when, I talked about the Britt Eady situation with Kenya Moore. So now we have seen Kenya Moore's final episode on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and it's so eerie that she basically went out the way that she came in. She went out, her last episode showed her looking for models for the launch of her hair salon. And if you can recall, her first episode on Real Housewives Atlanta season six was her helping Cynthia find models for a fashion show. So that was like kind of like eerie and ironic. But to just see now the totality of the situation, we definitely saw the threats that Britt made, where she made mention of having a pistol and whips, which was really weird. And she's getting rightfully dragged for that. But it's just like Kenya just drug the whole situation to hell and honestly ruined what was going to be a gorgeous, beautiful event. First of all, her dress, that lavender, like shiny, and it was ruched up the side and just perfectly corseted and stitched to her body with her flowing black curly hair. She looked stunning, as always, right? But she really looked good. Like she dressed for the occasion perfectly for the launch of her salon. She talked about how much work she's put into it and dedicating it to her daughter. And then literally right after giving that those empowering words and sharing that and making you feel her while looking gorgeous, she proceeds to just go to hell and pulls out the poster boards and starts making it about Britt, who she allegedly is paying dust and even does the gesture to blow dust, but then proceeds to pay her anything but dust, girl. $5, $10, $100, your salary on reality television, girl, you got fired over this. Because they send a message at the end of the episode saying that after this, they decided to stop filming with Kenya because of her behavior. So it wasn't like you quit. And yes, Britt did make mention of a gun, a pistol, and whips, but I would have thought that Kenya would have responded being like a diva, right? Like, I can't film with her. I need security. She doesn't need to be here. Like, really advocating for her to get off the show and just refusing to film with her. I would have understood that more, and then that could have dragged out to the reunion, and that would have been fine. And it's like, it's not like we haven't seen Kenya get, like really shady in the past, but never to this degree. Like, this was
Right.
like a real direct attack. No, it wasn't like physical, but it was still just so malicious and evil and intentional. And it's just like, why would you, not only why would you resort to that, but why would you resort to that at the launch of your first ever brick and mortar location? Like, what?
Yeah.
After you just said it's dedicated to your daughter. So is that dedicated to your daughter too? It just didn't make sense. And there's no defending that. And yeah, I do hope that they're able to come to some type of resolution in the near future. But yes, it's just crazy to see that this, first of all, it's crazy to see that Kenya Moore has met her demise on Real Housewives as a Real Housewife. But to see it, that it can happen like this is just crazy. So yeah, I found it interesting. But that was on my weekly grab. Did you want to add anything, or did you want to go
Yeah,
and
I just agree with you. Like, it was just unnecessary. It was just to your point, it was like you did not have to do that. If you wanted to do something, you could have did it at the group trip. Like, you just didn't have to do that. You have to do that. Like, you just didn't have to do that. You just
know.
did too much. It came out of nowhere. And you paid her dust. That was enough. You paying
Right.
her dust was enough. So
That was.
I don't know what it was
Because
in
she
her
handled it
head.
very well at the initial confrontation with Britt, and we were all on her side because it just came off like, Britt, why are you doing the most? And you could also see like Kenya was uncomfortable after Britt was making all those like comments and acting rowdy like that. You could see the uncomfort on her face, but it's like, lead with that. Like, play the victim, just talk, like, not return, like, okay, bitch, I got you sucking dick. Like, what? That's crazy. Yeah, so poor thing. And yeah, it'll be interesting to just see how the rest of the season plays out and why we still ain't seen Phaedra.
Listen, I think this is when she was on a trip, and then they said, Phaedra, we need you to come in because Kenya not. And
Right.
then she said, Pop, I'm here, surprise. That's fine.
Right,
I don't think they
right.
really cared to call. I don't know why they call Phaedra, to be honest. I don't see what she could necessarily bring to the show, but I feel like they probably definitely did. Like, oh, okay, you want to come over here, especially because Candy's not back. Yes. Yeah. Remember, she wasn't announced in the beginning. She came
Right.
later in it. So I feel like this happened. They're like, what can we do?
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. I agree. 100%. Correct. Correct. All right. What's next on your weekly grab?
Next on my weekly grab is one of my favorite shows, Love on the Spectrum, season 3 is back. I binged it like really late at night, like on a Saturday, because I wanted to finish it, and it was so good. So Love on the Spectrum is about like young adults around America who have some type of autism, whether it's Asperger's or like sensory issues, but it's all some type of autism. Some is more severe than others, and what they do is they're trying to find love. They want to date, and so, but they are neurotypical, so they will say and think, do whatever they want. They're very expressive, and it's when they feel things, they'll let you know. And it's just so beautiful to see this rawness with these young adults, like all wanting to kiss. They're all like at their peak horniness, also. And so they're like, I want to be in love. I want to be intimate. I want to kiss. I want to hug. And some of them just want to, a partner. So some people come back, like they have Connor, who's one of my favorites from season 2, come back to season 3. I don't want to spoil anything, but it's a very good outcome, and it just makes sense to me. And I'm just so happy for him. And his family is so. He's so nervous about it, but he's such a gentleman and he's so sweet. And then to see like him and somebody like to see him be so vulnerable and open and to find somebody who really like likes him, it's so beautiful. It's so amazing. He meets a really nice girl that's a really good fit for him, I think. And she just, accepts him, and he just is so sweet. Connor's the
Aww.
best. We have Tanner, who is also new to dating. He goes on some cool dates and just is so sweet. He's like, "Well, you can't tickle girls." He said that. He's like, "You can't tickle them, okay? Don't touch them. Can you kiss them? I don't know." They're so sweet. One girl, Danny, and her boyfriend, they broke up because she wants to get intimate and he does not want to do that before marriage. And he's very religious and from a Latin family and so sweet, and it hurt him so badly. But Danny wanna do what she wanna do.
That's
She
right. She's trying to get it popping. But yeah, just
said.
sometimes people aren't compatible, and it's just so sweet to be able to see their journeys. And I know we all know someone or even are related to someone that might be autistic or something, and you just hope like or would love to see them one day find love. So I think that's what this show gives everybody. It gives everyone hope.
So
And yeah,
beautiful.
it's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear these love stories, whether they break up or not. It's still just nice that they even got to experience that love, because that's really a big part of what life is about.
And it's so raw. It teaches you, like, this one girl was like, "I like you. You want to be my boyfriend? Second date." He was like, "Yep, I sure do." She's like, "You want to kiss?" And he was like, "Yep, sure do." Like, it just is so beautiful. It's such a good show. It's a heartwarming show, but it's real because this one new girl, her mom's sick and her dad had passed away, and she's coming into her sexuality, and her other sister's autistic. So you see her navigate dating, and like her thing is like, "I want a girl who's gonna get on the train with me. If you don't want to get on the train with me, we will not be together." She said, "You have got to like the train." And I was like, "You know what? You know what? She know what she want. I'm not even mad at that." But it's just a beautiful show on Netflix. So Love on the Spectrum. I've been watching
Beautiful.
other videos about people crying watching it on TikTok. I don't know if I want to show that, but yes.
I
But
heard that, well, Jack Black met someone that is a big
Tanner, yes. Oh my God, he loves him. He's like, "Oh my God, Mr. Jack Black." He loves him. He loves Kung Fu Panda and School of Rock. He always loves Jack Black. He loves him. He was so
We all
happy.
love Jack Black. How can you not love Jack Black? He's the best,
And
but
they were like,
that makes him even better.
how patient he was with him, how nice. I heard Jack Black is one of the good guys, you know?
Yeah, I think there's like, no, is it? I think something with his mom or something is like tied to something. Like his mom did something for someone that is like black, something along those lines, from like before he was born. But it just was like further solidified that like, okay, Jack Black is awesome. But okay, yes. So,
And
oh,
so,
were you done? Were you
yes,
done?
I'm done. What's next on your weekly list?
Next on my weekly grab is, of course, The White Lotus. It's done. Season 3 is done. Everyone's talking about it. It had one of the highest ratings of the season, that season finale. I do think, it carried on the legacy of the show as a great season. I do agree with a lot of the White Lotus fan base in that I think like season 2 was way better. But it was still a lot of just like really good storytelling. And of course, the acting and the cinematography and then just everything. And then how it blows up in the season finale. I'm not trying to give too much away because some people today
I'm
haven't watched
sorry.
it.
I promise. I need to. I'm going to. I promise.
But it's all the elements of what make a White Lotus season finale, right? Like there's people die. Whether they're murdered or accidentally kind of murdered, revelations are made. Of course, like the big one of the big conversations of the whole season. I'll kind of spoil a little bit, Tanea, but there's like a this odd sexual encounter with two brothers. Okay.
Okay.
And they kind of were just trying to act like it didn't happen, but you were as the viewer, you're able to see they both know it happened. And so then the season finale sees them like have this conversation, and like even as they address it, the one younger brother, it's like his reasoning for why how why he engaged in what he engaged in was still like so like kind of weirdly honorable in a way, but that's what also makes you feel like, wait, like just overall, because I was always so uncomfortable with that. storyline. But then even the way it leaves you feeling, it's kind of like even more just uncomfortable, but like weirdly uncomfortable. But that's the good thing about the White Lotus, right? It kind of makes you kind of like have these thoughts and considerations that you probably didn't have before, or even just kind of open you up to just the oddities of people, particularly white people, but yes, people in whatever. And then we got Belinda, and in a way, it's like she definitely got her happy ending, with getting some funding for her spa. I hope we get to see her again. You know, she continues to be a overarching character from, she's the only one from like still carrying over from season one. So it would be interesting to see if she's still going to be incorporated in future seasons. And of course, there's just overall the interest in just who's going to get cast next. You know, I really, to me, Patrick Schwarzenegger, he was a really good standout. I believe her name is Amy Lou Wood, who played Chelsea. She was great, the British actress. Like, she was really, really good. The one who played Greg's girlfriend, what was her name? Was that Lalisa Manobi? I think her name was Mook. And yeah, I'm not, yeah, I think that was who that was. Oh, and then the three lady best friends, I would have, with that one, I would have wanted them to have a bigger blowout. Like, we were just seeing them be so kind of fake and shady, you know, to each other. And then in the end, it was kind of like a kumbaya moment. And I was just like, I felt like more revelation should have been made and confronted, as well as with the wealthy Southern family, that it's like the dad is got caught up in doing embezzlement and fraud, and he's more than likely going to jail. And the family is going to realize that when they get off this vacation. So it would have been cool to see like more revelations made there, or just a more kind of explosive ending. But it still was, it did, they did have a very interesting ending and close out to their stories. And then even according to the writer, he said that the season finale was actually 2.5 hours, but you know, he had to cut it down to just 90 minutes. So he had to cut a lot out. But overall, I still think it was good. Do I think it was better than the past seasons? No. Do I think it was even better than season one? No. I actually would say that this is one of the more dismal of the three, but it's still good, and you still do need it to watch it if you're a fan, because of that overarching story with Belinda and Greg, and RIP Jennifer Coolidge. So yes, still get around to it. But yes, okay. But yes. Today, when you get around, White Lotus season three, watch it.
Yes, I promise I'm gonna watch it before next week. I'm gonna put it on my Sunday watch to do and just finish
Yeah,
it.
I started from your suggestions. I started watching Survival of the Thickest, and I do like it. So I'm still at season one, but I definitely just keep watching it. So now, you know, I'm up to her. Just like, you know, she was sleep. She kind of, well, she met this nice guy, the Indian guy, right? And I don't know where that's going to lead to, but that's kind of what I'm up to, where it's like they're hitting it off. And then Tasha Smith, I think she just like slept with someone, but only because I know, because you talked about it. So I'm like, okay, so she'll be gay next season. Oh, and then the straight dude is kind of catching feelings for the girl in his art class. So it's cute. Yeah, it's cute. It's very modern and definitely relatable. Like, you know, I'm from New York, so it's like I get it. But yes, being there, immersed in it, it's just like, yeah, it's super hippie vibes. I love it. And I love Garcelle, seeing Garcelle in it.
Yes, she's so good on that show. I love that her. She's like so good on that show. But yes, I promise I'm going to put that at the top of my list. I gotta go to Max because I haven't been
Yes,
on Max in a while.
Max,
So
Max. You know, they
bring me
changed
back
the
to
name and the
Max.
logo. Very
Yes,
subtle.
I was like, why it looks so gray?
Right, like, okay.
Max.
What's last on your weekly grab?
Last of my weekly grab is a show that's never gonna go away. And I don't care if it's staying on for 50 seasons. And that's Grey's Anatomy. Because I still watch
Up
it.
to like season 87.
They just got renewed for season 22,
What
baby.
the hell?
22 seasons. I've seen every episode. I want to thank COVID and a little bit of LA. I started when I had moved to LA to watch it. And then once COVID happened, I was like, no, I'm going to finish the entire thing. It will like catch up. And so I've seen every single episode of Grey's Anatomy. And now some people are binging it from Hulu and Netflix. And I love watching TikToks when they find out people from season five die. I'm like, girl, a lot more people die. Just a little FYI. You're gonna love them. They're gonna die. But yes, it's back from its little spring hiatus. You know, some people have gotten shot, but or not shot, but like kind of like almost shot,
Right.
because a robber was in the store trying to get money for his pregnant wife. He was a good guy, but I guess lost his job. Something is going on with Meredith Grey. She's not really on the show like that. She does like appearances. She does a few episodes a season and she goes away. It's always her voice in the beginning though. And she is trying to get money for Alzheimer's disease. And basically Richard is like not really feeling her because she had lied about doing surgery on his wife. And he was like, why you lie? She's like, I had to lie. Your wife told me not to tell you. And so it's like, ooh, they mad. Then you got the younger interns. Two of them is together. One girl left because her sister died in the hospital. She couldn't deal with working there. I think she got fired in real life, or maybe she quit. But I just love Grey's. There's so many different. I feel like they are missing something. I just have one criticism. I feel like there's something missing. I don't know what it is, but I feel like there's something missing in terms of casting. And another note is like Teddy and Owen, I'm kind of over them being together. Basically, they were best friends in the beginning of like the series, and they sort of fallen in love. Now they're together, and because they're together, they have one kid adopted, one natural, and they try to have an open relationship. Teddy's the one who's like, I want to open my relationship to mess with this girl. Then Owen's like, okay, let's open this relationship. She goes on a trip. He stays. The woman goes on a conference. They start making out. Teddy don't want to cheat. Owen see the girl he grew up with. They have sex. So just break up. Okay. And that's all I gotta say. I'm gonna still watch Grey's Anatomy. I'm never gonna stop watching it. It's probably why I can't watch White Lotus, because I had to catch up to like a lot of episodes, and I love Grey's Anatomy.
Right, priorities.
Listen, I saw somebody on Twitter say like there's a certain group of people who just will watch Grey's Anatomy. Like we will always prioritize Grey's
Oh my God.
They're like, it's a lot of things happening, but they're gonna, and I'm just like, yeah, like I needed to like catch up to Grey's Anatomy.
Period, like.
Yes. What's last on your weekly grab?
Last on my weekly grab is Southern Hospitality season three. I've talked about the show, I believe, like last season, likening them to like a new age Vanderpump Rules, but like in South Carolina. So basically, season three just proved what I already did liken them as. This young bunch, they really just like stab each other in the back. Like a messy Southern Vanderpump Rules. So season three, the finale, it just kicks off with Maddie, who wasn't even really in no drama this season, but I like she was in season two. Like season two was just her in turmoil over her cheating boyfriend and everyone at the restaurant rubbing it in her face. But then come to find out, all of that was like fabricated because she finds out through another couple that they basically made up the whole things for like a storyline. So her boyfriend didn't get caught making out with this girl, which was like the big thing that she kept hanging over her head towards her now ex Trevor. And it was all a lie. And so she's like totally distraught because basically the whole cast knew and no one said anything about it. But that still wasn't even really like the focus, because that didn't even happen in the season. She found that out like right before the reunion. The focus was on Emmy and Will. They're a couple. They were a couple last season. Emmy is madly in love with Will. Will claims he's back in love with her, is just as much in love with her, but his energy just doesn't give that he's as into her as she is into him. But they stay together. He's away at law school. He quit working at the restaurant. But Emmy is just Will, 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 Will. So this season kicks off with people, you know, in the restaurant. Remember, they're called Republic, and it's owned by Leva Bonaparte, who was on Southern Charm, and she just announced that she's leaving Southern Charm to focus solely on Southern hospitality. So she's basically like the Lisa Vanderpump, and so these are her young staff. So Emmy is now the target this season, where everyone is telling her like, "Oh, Will came to the bar when you weren't here, and he was super drunk, and he was just basically bad mouthing you and telling people that he can't be with you. He doesn't see himself with you, and you work out too much." Like, just all this, like, and they're just giving her such a hard time all throughout the season. She's like crying. Her cry is horrible. Like, she just starts profusely crying, and she's one of those. It's just like, girl, like, breathe. So Will ends up just not even coming to the reunion because he's just like, y'all talking shit about me. I don't even want to play with y'all. And then Emmy is just getting confronted with more claims of Will just being dishonest to her. But it looks like she's going to stick beside him. Then you have TJ Dench. He is the. He was like one, he's been on since season one. He's gay, openly gay, but the way he comes off on the show is like a mean, messy person. Particularly who he targets are the guys that were supposed to be his best friends. And you know, they're not gay, they're straight, but last season it was Joe, and he like made up claims that Joe like said he was, you know, he was gay, and so people thought he was gay because now Joe and Maddie are dating, and she even at one point thought Joe was gay, and he's like, no, I'm not gay. But TJ went around telling people that, and so he gets confronted about that, and he just basically kind of owns it. And then this was after he was also targeting Will, Emmy's boyfriend, and I remember he's supposed to be their friend. So it's like you'll just see the cameras on him, and then it's just like he is cursing out his friend, being like, "You're an effing liar. You're cheating on her. I know you cheated on her. You told me." And it's like, wait, like I thought they were your friends. So it's like basically you're being messy for camera time, and that's not cute. And don't do that. And then you're gay. So it's like you don't want to be stereotyping your community, and you know there's not a lot of gay people on the cast. So it's like why would you do that to represent who you are? However, there are two newbies that get added on this season. You have Lake, who turns 22. She's so young, and Mickles, who is the general manager, the GM, and he's only 21, but he's like really responsible, takes his job seriously. But they're also both gay. Now, Lake is like bi, because at one point she kind of kicks off where she's flirting with, I forgot the other guy's name, but him. They're flirting and they make out once, but she ends up like just kind of rebounding with someone that she's kind of been off and on with, like her ex-best friend in high school, where they just, you know, one day kind of explored, and now years later, they still just kind of periodically just hang out and hook up, and they have feelings for each other. And she's like, I just feel more comfortable with her. So you just kind of see them navigate that. And then when it comes with Mickles, you know, he just has one of those moms that is not accepting the fact that he's gay. And he thinks that opening up about this on the show will help, you know, kind of help them mend fences. And when he gets to the reunion, he just breaks out crying because basically his mom was just like, you know, I got people hitting me up telling me my son is gay. You know, like it's just not like she's just not trying to, yeah. See eye to eye. And then you got Grace Lilly. Grace Lilly is the hippie, like, don't give a fuck, you know, just, you know, owns her sexuality. And she went on a mushroom ayahuasca trip and had an experience. And so now she's had the spiritual awakening. So she thinks she's like on another level. But at the same time, she's still doing whole shit, but she don't really care because she don't got feelings for these dudes. And so she sleeps with this one dude who was on season two, Oisin. And Maddie's roommate was like had feelings for him and they were messing around. So she got offended. So now Maddie has to keep them away from each other. But then it turns into this big blow up in like the last episode. And Grace is like, I don't care. I just had sex with him. And they're just like, but you knew it was wrong, and you were supposed to apologize. She's like, okay, but I just don't feel like apologizing right now because I'm like, and Grace is so funny. So I still think, like, again, I think that this show, if you were a fan of the early Vanderpump Rules days, this is the one to watch because they are in their early Vanderpump era. They're young. They're not loyal to each other at all. They clearly all want to be kind of famous in their own way, but I think they're more subtle about it. You know, they are in, I think they're in like Charlotte, North Carolina. Or no, they're not in Charlotte, North, they're in South Carolina. So Charleston. And you know, I think they were just more subtle about it, but it's just hilarious because when you have people that really are just out for self, but then trying to pretend like they're friends, like, I mean, in most reality television shows, it really just makes for good TV. So, I love it. It was messy. It was good. And I believe they're coming back for season three since Leva left Southern Charm and she's focusing on it. So yes, the messiness that is Southern hospitality.
Messy.
And yes, don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review. Follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much T to the V.
Yes, that's all we do.
Yeah, we can't sing, but we still try.
No, literally, we're gonna try all the time. It's fun.
Yeah. So with that, let's get into what else is fun. Sometimes it's fun to just kind of drag people. And that's what we do every week with our piss poor performance. Okay, best friend, what you got?
Okay, so I have decided to give my piss poor after taking some time because I felt like I gave him a lot of my piss poor to people from Married to Medicine.
You have.
Trying to like change it, you
Like the
know?
whole cast.
I know, but it's like when I think about like what I watch on TV consistently and people that annoy me,
Yeah.
it's dumb. And I'm
Yeah.
sorry. I'm
Yeah.
just And it's just like, Dr. Simone, just say you don't like quad.
Like for real, like, 'cause what's the
You don't
issue?
like
Like, it's
her.
why are they like, why is she always got
Say
so much
suck
heat for
up.
Quad? And it's just like, what is the root of it? And you not being honest.
What is the reason? What is
Right.
the reason? Listen, like, it's just like, did she do something to you? Are you upset? Like, you keep harboring over the same things, this respect you like want. Is it because she's not a doc? I don't understand. I don't know what, I
Yeah.
don't understand what it is, but it's like you have this like disdain
Yeah.
for her and it doesn't make any sense.
It comes off like hater.
Yeah. And if it was rooted in something like Contessa and like Heavenly, that's like a beef. I think Heavenly just says whatever the hell she wants. But it's just like, why are you mad? I
Right.
don't get it. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see it next season. So I'm just.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm still surprised that the show is still kicking. And we said it already last season, but they still not listening to us or a majority of the fandom. They really need some changes in the cast.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to do that, it's just, I think they're getting like lower ratings because it's just like it's played out. I do think they're probably going to make some changes just because it's like, the storylines have sizzled. Like even the storyline with Greg and T and Quad. Now, granted, you have to keep those four. I don't care what anybody say. People be like, get rid of Sweet T. No, you have to
You saw her
keep.
bitty bouncing in
Yeah.
the back. She looks so stupid.
Very comical couple. Like you have to just keep them regardless. But it, I don't care how many times Greg and Quad can maybe apologize and come to amends, which it was Greg apologizing, Quad didn't apologize for nothing, because she never do. But if you got two divorcees, an ex-husband and an ex-wife on the same show, you have to keep that because you never know when shit will hit the fan, and it'll always still help make for good television. So they stay. I don't care. That's why it's like, Simone, shut up. Because Quad stays. If anything, you've been near your end. But for sure, Dr. Jackie. I know
Yeah,
everybody,
Dr. Jackie
it's
could
just
go.
like,
She gives
what is
nothing.
she there for? Like, what is
She
she
a
there for?
friend of.
Simone, I do think if it's not a real hate for Quad, then it's like that's her way of staying on the show. Just yelling at Quad because it's like, other than that, what else do you got? Nothing. We don't care about you with your spoiled ass sons. So You know, they got to make some changes. Definitely at least start with like maybe just demoting Jackie to a friend. And I know they brought in someone, a new doctor, but she didn't really do much. So they got to create some more, energy between the cast to spruce it up because it's like it's old, They're not gonna bring back Mariah, but that's really what is the missing piece. They to bring back Mariah would really bring the show back to its bring the ratings back. Everybody's gonna tune in and it's gonna shake that cast up for sure, for sure, for sure. But
I think that's a good idea.
yeah, I feel you on that.
Who are you pissing on this week?
I am pissing on this lady on The Never Ever Met season two. So y'all remember me talking about that show last season. Pretty good. So now it's back for season two. It's about couples who have been dating virtually online, have never met in person, and now they're actually going to meet in person while living together in a house with other similar couples for like, I think it's like 2 weeks, while also going through like challenges and going on dates and talking with therapists and all that, da, 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 to see if they'll actually continue to be together. So now it's just the first episode. So you're hearing the backstories of each person leading up to when they're going to meet their person. So there's this one lady who is nervous to tell her guy that, they've been dating, I think, like 4 years virtually. So at one point, she started to feel discouraged about the relationship, thinking that he was doing him. So she went out and did her, and it resulted in her getting pregnant. And she just had the baby a month before she came on this experiment on the show. So not only is she about to hit him with this news, she is also going to tell him that not only is she have a just had a baby a month ago, which is crazy. Like, I just had a baby 9 months ago. I could not imagine going on a reality show a month later to meet some guy. Like, it's all just crazy. But he already thought she was just a mother of one, an older daughter. Turns out she has four kids, two sons, and the new daughter she just had a month ago that he doesn't know about. So she's about to tell him she's a mother of four and not one, and one of the babies being born just a month ago. Like, girl. And then you expecting him to just be like, okay, and stay with you. Girl, mind you, he is very handsome. He's not like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. So I'm very, very interested to see how this turns out in episode two because you tried it. But yeah, I'm definitely pissing on you because it's the audacity for me.
And
Like,
he's like, how dare you lie? That's a big ass
and
lie.
you was holding that down for like 9 months while you was on the phone with him. Like, your belly was big. You were probably feeling sickness and stuff. Like, you were hiding a whole ass pregnancy from someone. That is, that's pretty serious. And so she, and then, oh, and so you see her telling him at the end of the episode. So it's going to carry over into the next week. And she's like, remember when you thought I was getting a surgery for something? I was giving birth. That's wild, girl. So yeah, she gets my piss poor performance of the week. Okay, so that's who we're not rooting for, but now we're getting to who we're actually rooting for with our yes segment. Who you got, best friend?
You know what? I'm gonna just go back to Love on the Spectrum really quickly and Miss Abby Girl. She made a original song for her boyfriend's 3 year anniversary. It's an original song called "Will You Be My Boyfriend Forever," and it's a smash. I love it, and I just want to give her props because it's really catchy and it's really cute. And she loves Chardonnay, and he loves milk. And she's just like, I love you and I want to be with you for the rest of my life. And it's just so sweet. So shout out to you, Abby. That song is amazing. Okay. I love it.
Yes, shout out
Will
to Abby.
you be my boyfriend forever? Will you be my boyfriend forever? I
Saneah
really like
loves a cheesy pop song, like,
period, point blank. I
and
can't
she'll
even.
always remember it. Like,
Yes. You're the
you can
mountain
always, you can always
underneath.
pop quiz her. Taneya, what was the hook to the Eden Crush song?
Get over yesterday, goodbye. It must be hard to be you, yeah. Living in your life, I was so
The one
before.
hit of the Eden Crush song.
Yeah, everything is all right. Their album was actually really good, okay?
What was O-Town's breakout single?
Well, people like to say it was Liquid Dreams because that was the first one, but I actually think it was We Fit Together. I wanna go all night. Ain't no stopping to the breaking of the dawn. I wanna go inside every corner, girl. You really turn me on.
Wow.
Probably the slow
See,
one.
that was like a trick question, and she likes she said not. Well, people like to think it's Liquid Dream, but like she showed you how deep she goes with
You
it. So
know, I really, that's on my
that's why, like, I know we're going on Pop
Spotify.
Culture Jeopardy, and I know Tanae is on my team, so
I'm
we're
going
looking for our third.
to listen. We need to, okay, I know
We
you
are.
got
We'll
it.
hold auditions.
We just need someone to do Broadway because that's not me.
Right.
And somebody to do
Sports.
sports. Yes, and I
So
know
we need
one.
like a Broadway. They don't have like a lot of sports questions, but definitely
Yeah, just one in
Broadway.
like action. You know what? We're gonna go back, but we definitely need a Broadway kind of suitor because I can handle mostly like random pop stuff, boy bands, music stuff. The music stuff I can definitely do. Yeah,
Yes.
like we
So
great. Who's the third? Hit us up. All right, who are you rooting for?
My yes is going to Project Runway season 21. So
Yes.
news surrounding, first of all, you guys know I love the fashion competition shows. I wish there were more. There were, but I don't know where they went. But yeah, there's news of a new season with the return of Heidi Klum, the addition of Law Roach, who we love, and then of course the return of Nina Garcia and Christian Siriano. So Brandon Maxwell is out. And so is what's her name, Tanea?
Carly Close.
Yes, the one
No,
married.
no, no, no. Yeah, the one
The one married to the
married.
Kushner.
Yeah, the brother. Yeah,
Carly
Carly.
Close, Claus, whatever, her.
Yeah, Chris.
Which I'm fine to see her go, completely fine seeing Brandon Maxwell go. Love the addition of Law, like love, 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 because I love watching him on Drag Race. And I just love even watching, it don't matter what he's on. He's gonna some kind of way be like, yes, I can see that on the runway in Paris. Yes, I can see that on Italy Fashion Week for sure, for Bon Man. Yes, like,
But if he hates it, he's like, no,
oh my
no,
gosh, like
no.
his dislikes are scathing, but he can still do it in love because he did that this last episode with the parents on Drag Race, but was clearly hitting on your nerves, Daddy, the whole time. So I'm interested to see that. However, I just kind of feel like Heidi was on, she left Project Runway and launched Making the Cut with Tim Gunn, who used to be the Christian Siriano on Project Runway. So seeing Heidi come back without Tim Gunn, and granted, I don't mind Tim Gunn's not coming back because I like Christian Siriano, but it's just like,
Yeah.
what happened to Making the Cut? Also, what happened to Next in Fashion? Like, where
They're
are
just
these
staying out of
other?
these shows and not saying anything.
Or is Project Runway doing some behind the scenes, like bullying, monopolizing the system? It's just like,
Monopolizing.
what happened? And then, Heidi, you left your friend, girl. What happened? Where's Tim? Yeah. But regardless, I'm still excited for this new season. It's coming out this summer on Freeform and then, of course, Hulu, like the next day, and I'll be watching it. So you'll hear more of it probably when we come back. Well, it depends. By the time if it's still airing, by the time we come back with season six. But
Yes.
yes. So oh, and then a little one that I wanted to add, because we are nearing the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race, and I think it'll also be good for us to kind of wrap out our season five because we are a Drag Race fan club, so we'll kind of model our show around them. And so it's the top four, the final four, sorry, because this next episode is somebody's going to be crowned the winner. And so it's like, are you team On Your Nerve? Are you team Lexi Love? Are you team Jewel Sparkle? Or are you team Sam Star? And I am most definitely, as I have been from the beginning, if you could go back and listen to when we first started talking about this season, I'm team On Your Nerve. But I'm also low-key team Jewel Sparkle too, because I like her as well. But I am like championing On Your Nerve. Like she's been excelling all season. And she that one when she was in the bottom during the parents episode, I felt like that was just by default, because you know, whatever they said there was no resemblance, and then the outfits weren't that great, but she still did a great job, had her father looking like
Oh my God,
Patti
amazing.
LaBelle. Okay. So shout out to team to Anya Nerve. That's who I'm rooting for in the end. But I also really love Jules if she wins too. So yeah. All right, who are you
This
rooting
is the
for?
first season. Like, I don't really, I wouldn't be mad if anybody won. Like, whoever won.
Let's
Like, if
see. Let's see. Let's see. So yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review, follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TEAV. And before we get out of here, let's leave you with some positivity.
good energy in the whole universe.
Yes, because we are now out of Mercury retrograde today.
Yes, we are.
Today
All of the
it told me
retrogrades are
not to sign
finally.
no contracts
I said,
until
don't sign anything really yet. You can find, just don't like sign it technically because the universe, and I'm just like, it's gonna be like, I'm very aware of stuff.
she is, but I still signed that lease though. Sure.
And you
And
know
I think
what?
the universe wanted me to.
You
So,
know what? And that's what we're gonna do.
right.
What we
But
gonna
what's your quote?
do. My positive quote of this episode is, all you need is the plan, the roadmap, and the courage to press on to your destination by Mr. Earl Nightingale, whoever he
I
is.
thought she was going to say Earl Simmons.
DMX, real
Like
friend.
DMX. Yeah, it's R.I.P. DMX. I love you.
Yes, what
Yes,
is
I
your
love you.
positive quote?
My positive quote is, find a moment of stillness, give your heart a chance to tell you where you really need to be, by Dodinsky. I don't know what that is, but it was on Pinterest, so yes. And let's be still. It's getting busy. It's tax season. It's craziness. But don't forget to just give yourself some time of stillness and oneness with self. And on that note, our closing slogan is
Love, abundance, and it's almost hair bundle season. It's not really
almost.
the
It's really,
summer
it's going
yet.
into the summer, so it's like braids. It's braid
It's like you
season.
got a couple more weeks before you could, you gotta just
Yeah. Yes, basically. Yeah.
keep
Because you
that
know that
hair
scalp is
down.
going to be sweating.
Listen, and that's a horrible thing with, especially with these edges. All right.
Bye.
Have a good day, everybody. Nights, whenever you listen to us.